Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Pop Up Podcast. This week we are discussing Eurovision,
the start of Beyoncé's Renaissance tour.
I am so excited.
And the Pagey Cake in Tennessee fight. Boof, boof, boof.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
She's back on English soil.
I'm back.
Straight from Morocco, Marrakesh, Morocco. How was the holiday?
Yeah, it was amazing. It's definitely like a vacation spot.
I was just saying before, I didn't want to be that bitch when Isla said that she was going to Marrakesh last week to be like, well, actually, I went there and I really didn't like it. So I like held my tongue, but I didn't like it when I went. But then when I was watching all of Isla's TikToks and Instagrams, I was like, damn, this really should be like hashtag ad partnership with the tourism of Morocco board.
Because
I was like, I didn't even go there a year ago and I hated it. And I was like, why do I want to go back?
Wait, when did you go?
Last September.
So it was really recent you went. Oh, right. Did you go during Ramadan?
I don't think so. But
oh,
I
no,
also,
Ramadan's at the beginning of the...
I went with friends, though, of like drinking holiday.
Yeah.
And we were just being like... I think they just knew that we were like drunk British people.
Yeah.
So like we had like a really scary taxi altercation where like this random man got in a cab and started like demanding us money, and the taxi driver was like fully aware of what was going on, and I think it was an inside job. Anyway, so then it was, but I think it's just because we were like drunk British tourists and they could tell. And like I got off at the airport and like I went in the wrong way and I got shouted at, and I was just like, I'm already off to a bad start.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, no, getting shouted at the airport when like you're really excited to go somewhere and being like humbled.
No, I wasn't excited though, because I'd just gotten off the plane and no one, basically I came out a day later compared to everyone else, and no one I think was awake yet, and I didn't have the proper, I had like the villa address, but like the airport security were like, we need the name of the villa.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And I was like, I don't have it. And they were like, well, not, and then they let me in and I was already like stressed out. And then they were like, I couldn't, my card wasn't working, and then I got into the cab and he was like, cash only, and I was like, I don't know what the fuck is going on. And then they shout at me and I'm just like,
yeah, you need to be quite prepared. But also it's kind of hard at the same time, because when you go away with your boyfriend, I feel like it, or like when I go away with now being away with my boyfriend and then also being in certain places with my dad as well, it's like the same kind of thing where you're like with an older, not, he's not an older man, my boyfriend, but like,
with like a man.
But like you're with a man, so it's very different. I feel like, especially people aren't like looking at you as much, and people won't like try and, he said like when I'm just walking around, like the people like looking at you, like you can really tell and stuff, but it's not people like actually trying to communicate with me.
Right. Yes.
And I'm just very like tunnel vision when I'm walking. So I don't really notice. But no, we had an amazing time.
Your outfits banged as well.
Did you like them? Yeah.
My favorite was the black crochet top with the black, white crochet shorts on the belt.
Thanks.
I really like that one.
Yeah,
you look really
giving, what's it called? Never mind.
Coachella, is that what
you're going to say? That's what I was going to say. I was going to say courageous.
I think boyfriend has good style.
Yeah.
I wouldn't expect that from like a New Zealand rugby player.
I know.
Listen, I didn't know if you were dressing him or if it was him.
No. He can dress, and he's got like a very specific style. Like he's very like, just, he likes good basics. Mm. So he likes wearing like, just, he'll spend money, but he's very minimalist.
That's how straight men, not to like, but that's how straight men should dress.
Yeah.
Like expensive looking basics that fit you up. Well.
Yes, like he will wear like, he loves like a vest and then like real nice trousers, or like he loves Seventh Store, like this hoodie.
Yeah.
Seventh Store. He loves Seventh Store. Like he just dresses really well, and he doesn't try to overcomplicate anything either. And it's just like, yeah, babe, like you're just doing.
That's sometimes how it should just be for straight men, because it's just like, you don't need to be doing all
this. You don't.
You don't need the gimmicks.
No, really not at all. But yeah, no, it was really good. If anyone would like some recommendations, then I will be posting a TikTok on it. So
you ate a good, was the first restaurant you went to, I think you posted it on your Instagram story. It was like a picture from like above, and it was like looking down on your Instagram story.
Oh.
And it was like a, I can't remember.
The tagine.
Maybe it was that.
Yeah.
It looked really like Pinterest picture.
Oh, really? Thanks.
You're good at photography.
Hi.
Sorry, I'm just gushing you.
Yes, give it to me.
Anyway, my week was shit.
Why?
What wasn't shit? That was actually so overdramatic. But I went to the DSM sale yesterday because bitches on TikTok want to... These bitches! I don't want to say too much because I want to get invited to the Friends and Family Day like the next time they ever do one. But their friends and... don't trust what the fuck you see on TikTok. Because let me tell you right now, these people were like... I saw all these TikToks and they were like, oh my God, there's no queue. Like, you just walk straight in.
Really?
You get £15 Yeezy foam runners. I got a pair of Adidas Air Maxes for £25. But I was like, I mean, I already knew about the sale prior to the TikToks, but because, so I was always going on this day. But as soon as like they started posting all these TikToks, I think that's where all these people came from because they were like a sudden interest came in overnight and it over like went so over capacity.
I only found out about it yesterday.
So I've been planning this for, not planning, but like I knew about it for like 2 weeks. Like I was like, I'm going to go on the first day. I've been saying that for 2 weeks. And then I get that. I was like, I'm going to go at 10:30. It opens at 11. I'm obviously not dumb. I know that this only happens every few years and that there's going to be queues. But I was like, if I get there at 10:30, it's half an hour before the shop opens. I'll have to queue at max 2.5 hours. Mm. I'm completely fine with that. I'm going to get like unreal deals. Tell me why I get there at 10:30 a.m. and I get let into the sale at 6 p.m.
Nah, that's a different type of fashion boy right there.
I didn't even care at that point. I hadn't eaten all day. I was so hungry. I was on my own. My phone was dead. I was just like, oh my God. I was just like, you know what? I have just waited so long. I'm actually going to be more pissed off.
Yeah.
Well, I thought I would be more pissed off if I just left. I fucking wish I just
left. I feel like it's a lose-lose situation though.
That's what I mean. Like I had to take the L either way. So I was like, I might as well take the L and get some clothes. But then the clothes I got, I mean, they're fine.
What did you get? Give me...
I got a t-shirt. I got a CDG shirt. Basically, I mainly wanted to go for shoes, but by the time I got in there, most of the good shoes had gone. So I got... And the clothes were 70% off Comme des Garçons and Comme des Garçons brands and 80% off everything else.
Whoa.
But like 90% of the stock was Comme des Garçons. So I got a CDG shirt. A CDGX Fred Perry polo.
Oh, nice.
And then I think it's, how you pronounce it? It's a Yunya Watanabe, I think is how you pronounce it. Pair of like, they're like leather trousers on the front and jeans on the back.
Ooh.
They're really nice, but they don't fit me quite right.
What, are they too big or too...
There's no changing rooms as well.
Right.
So I could try on like the tops and shirts over my t-shirt, but I was wearing really baggy grey joggers and I was just like, I can't try anything on.
I would have paid to just see the people scrambling in there, like little...
Oh my God. They shut, so the queue was at full capacity at 11 a.m, bearing in mind the sale started at 11 a.m.
Oh,
so anyone who came after 11 a.m. wasn't like, got told to go away.
Shit.
Yeah. And then on top of that, I was like, when that happened, because I was quite, then I got there at 10:30, so I wasn't that far back from where the queue cut off. I was like, surely fucking not. I was like, they must just be shutting this now so they can like let a cohort in like the afternoon as well. The people in the back got in at 7 p.m.
Whoa.
And it shut at 8 p.m. And they got there at 11. I was just like, this is insanely badly organized. So yeah.
But ensemble sales are doing, there needs to be a new structure soon because I can see one going kind of wrong soon.
No, when I was in the queue, I was genuinely like, this is going to end. Like, this is going to end like Fire Festival or like, this is going to end badly because people started queue jumping, hopping over barriers. There was this guy who, I don't know, I don't want to like... assume because sure, but like he was like this huge muscly guy in like this tight Gymshark top and tight Gymshark joggers carrying around a speaker. I was like, surely like you've just stumbled across this and just joined it, because I was like,
probably go to Printworks just to see if there's a rave on.
Right, so I was like, you, I don't know what, but he was jumping the queue. People were like, what are you doing? Like there's a queue, and he was like, if you fucking want to try me, yeah. And I was just like,
Gosh,
late, like come on, where is the decorum? Like, and then there was all those resellers that got there at 4 a.m. and just camped there all day, and then it was one in one out basis, but they weren't telling the people to leave. It was just absolutely ridiculous. But DSM, if you want to invite me to the Friends and Family Day next year, I'll go to the Friends and Family Day.
Same, but I will not be queuing for fucking 8 hours. That is ridiculous.
Oh, Isla watched Obsession, guys.
Yes,
the show on
Netflix. You haven't watched Obsession, you need to watch it. Yes,
you thought
you
it was
do.
Good.
It's like, it's very fucking weird, but I thought it was a good, like, weird, if that makes it, like, it was well done.
It was filmed nicely. I just thought there was, the plot moved too fast, and I was just like, what happened to this thing that we just like, I mean, I watched it a month ago. I can't really remember specifics, but I just felt like it, like, So you're telling me she just put one olive in her mouth and then the guy was ready to literally throw away his marriage and sleep with his son's partner? Like, I thought it was a bit, like, there was some things where I was like, I don't know.
I just like things that move quickly though. Like, yeah. I just want shit to get crack-a-lacking. Yeah. Like, and that's exactly what happened. Like, every episode popped off.
There was just a few things where I was just like, right. I was like, we could have done with like maybe 10 more minutes of this building up. Like,
let's just think about the music though. Like, do you not remember the back? It was like,
Oh yeah.
Because the music was there, I was like, all of this stuff is just going to be so ridiculous. So it kind of like set me up for how ridiculous it was.
Speaking of which, spoiler alert if you haven't watched it, I'm about to speak about what happens, like the main thing that happens.
Yeah.
I busted out laughing when he fell.
Oh my God, yeah. Wait, he was naked?
Yeah, he was dead naked. And the dad was naked. And the dad, that's what
I meant.
And
then
the dad was holding him naked crying. Yeah. I was like, this is ridiculous.
That's like the last thing that you want your dad to be doing.
And then like when the wife started like smacking her head against the counter, I was like, right, this
is actually ridiculous.
So dumb now.
I need like a part, I need like a something else, because I feel like there's more to why the wife is like that.
I feel like they should have, if I can remember it right, because I watched it in one night like 4 weeks ago, so I can't remember properly, but they should have ended it with them, the girl, like the person, like the two people having an affair, the dad and the girl, should have just gotten together and it should have just ended like that.
No, because that would have been, because the whole thing was that like the girl, she always does this.
Yeah.
So like that's why I think there's going to be a part two, because she's going to go on to someone else. Because the mum, and because remember the mum was like how the mum allowed her brother to do that to her.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, it's actually so wild. There was so much.
Anyway, it was just...
It's just giving... you will be traumatised.
It's giving trauma dump.
Yeah, literally.
The Eurovision Song Contest was this weekend and it was held in Liverpool. I don't know when the last time... I think it was years and years and years. Like, I'm talking like maybe... don't fact check me on this. I want to say like 60, 50, 40 years ago it was last held in the UK.
That's cool.
Probably lying. It was big deal, Isla.
Okay.
It was held in Liverpool. Loreen from Sweden won, making her the only second ever person.
I thought it was a band.
No, it's this solo artist called Loreen. She's a woman.
I thought they were
strong,
all bands.
A strong, confident, independent woman. The only woman ever to win it twice. Second person ever to win it twice.
Oh.
So it's a big deal. We sent our act, Mae Muller, who I love.
Oh, yeah. Who is this, mate? Who is that? Sorry.
She's just... You might know the song that's like, can I get an amen?
Oh. No, I don't know who that person is, but maybe it's just the way you sung that is... Whoa.
Oh.
Maybe it's just you, sorry.
Wait around and wait for better days, yeah. Can I get an amen?
No.
It was really big on TikTok.
Oh, okay.
Like, anyway.
You're sad.
She sang this song called Instead I Wrote a Song. Instead I Wrote a Song About How You Did Me Wrong. You know that one?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
I just try and block out anything that sounds like that. Basically.
Anyway, she went in, she came second last. God bless her.
Why did she get... my manager was saying that she got done dirty or something.
Yeah, well, basically, what happened... I mean, there were multiple things which went wrong. First of all, not went wrong, but there was multiple things that like just didn't play to her favour, which is why she did so badly. It was held in the UK. It's very rare that like the person who holds it goes like well again. So like already like she had that against her. Then she was put last place in the running order, which like it might be good, but most at that point, most of the time people have already made up their decisions by because it's like rounding like up, like, oh, we like this person, we like that person. Mm. So you're kind of forgotten about if you're in the last like 2-3. It wasn't a great song for Eurovision. It wasn't a great... I personally didn't think it was a great song for like live singing. It was very like dancey and like upbeat, and like I think it's very hard to perform. And it was a generic pop song, which so it like kind of fell into like the mix of everything. There was like multiple reasons. I don't actually think it was anything to do with her, but like everyone's now trying to get political. I don't know if you've seen on Twitter, like,
nope.
But people on Twitter are like actual journalists, like people who are smart and intelligent, not smart and intelligent because journalists aren't fucking smart and intelligent, but are supposed to be like old white men.
Yeah.
It's not just like a random gay person tweeting. Like it's like a respected journalist is writing in the Telegraph. This is enough reason why leaving the EU was the right decision, because look at how they treat us. Like, and I'm just like, this is actual propaganda.
Really?
Yeah.
That is ridiculous.
I was like, I can't believe that this is being like put into like newspapers and stuff. I'm like, is this like no law against like free speech or something?
I just really feel like it's just such a European thing. Like that I would never ever, unless I have one friend who is from Iceland and she really like watches it because she's Icelandic. Like that type of their thing, like Swedish, Danish, like Icelandic, like UK, no.
But did I think what I loved X Factor when I was younger, like it was my bread.
Yeah, but that's funny. Like X Factor is funny. Like it's a competition. This is a competition out of like, aren't there those people that just do that, the really heavy metal?
Yeah, there's like funny acts in Eurovision as well. I don't know if you'd find them funny.
Yeah, see?
Like the person who almost won and almost beat Loreen was like this person from Finland, and it's like, cha, 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 cha. he's like funny.
Okay.
I don't think it's a you thing.
It's not a me thing. I need something with a bit more culture, like, you know, like if they done like an Africa Vision or something, not a Eurovision. Like I've never listened to European, like what even is European music?
Like I'm trying to think of like a famous person that's come from. Surely you've heard of
ABBA.
Well, yeah. What about like I'm not your toy?
Nope.
Conchita?
No.
The bearded queen who won Eurovision for Austria?
No. Yeah, I don't really like, I like stuff like with a beat, you know what I mean? Like with like proper, anything that's probably good is probably adopted from some type of like.
I mean, I don't really like the songs. Like I don't add any of the songs to my playlist. I don't go back and like listen to any of the songs. I just like the whole, what gets me really invested is the competition aspect.
Yeah.
Like I like knowing all the acts who are going on. I'm just a very, it's basically like a reality TV show to me because I'm like watching this, like, I'm not like, I don't really have anyone specific I'm rooting for. I just automatically root for
UK. I feel
like
I could get into it if I was watching it with you though.
Yeah.
Because it's just up to me. Like I'm not
going to. You're not going to go out of your way to like listen to other
people.
But
maybe next year.
I just like it fills my like X Factor hole in my heart.
I feel
because
you.
I was a huge X Factor fan. Like I watched it all the way up until like the end in 2018 where like no one was watching. Like it was getting like 1 million like max views. And like the people.
What, is it stopped now?
Yeah, it's not been on the television since 2018.
Oh,
yeah, that's what I mean. Like I was, and I watched it all the way to the end.
Yeah.
So I was just like, this is like my new X Factor,
yeah,
which I can
fix.
Watch and like get behind. And like,
so were you like, so who was that in the pub? Was it like all British?
So I went to a pub in Battersea, which was having a specific watch party.
Yeah.
And I went and I dragged some of my friends up. They didn't really care, but they were just like, yeah, it's a Saturday night.
Yeah.
We'll go to the pub.
The only thing that I know is that Girls Don't Sing performed there.
Oh, yeah, they performed it. Well, the Eurovision Village was crazy. I really wanted to go to Liverpool, but you know, it was like £1,000 a night for accommodation.
Whoa. Do you not have any friends?
I do, but also there was train strikes. I was just like, in the run-up, I was like, this is a lot of effort.
Yeah.
But then when it was going on, I was like, that was actually probably like a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Yeah, especially being in the UK.
Yeah.
Next time might be like when you're 80.
But everyone is saying that we've done it really well. Like, that's like, I was expecting us to flop so hard at hosting something this big and like to come under a lot of scrutiny. But everyone's like, wow, that was one of the best Eurovisions
really?
Of the years.
Yeah. That's quite good. That makes me proud to be British.
Exactly. And oh my God, no, though. The only thing was, I obviously went to watch it at a pub. Obviously, I was going to support my girl, May Muller. So we went with like UK flags and like I had a UK hat on and stuff to support May, just to support May. And then we left the pub and I was quite drunk at this point and we went out. And so my friend was like, Lewis, you really need to take the hat off now because you're giving big EDL vibes walking around central London with a Union Jack hat. And I was like, oh,
or like coronation vibes.
Yeah. I was like, wait, this is so reading wrong. Like, this is not who I am.
Oh my God.
That's what I was worried. I was like, I took a picture and I was going to post it on my story and I was like, people are going to read this wrong. I was like, I need to convey enough. Like, so like, I need to touch every base. Like, for someone like, for example, like someone like you, if I put like, how long until May Muller's coming on? You're going to be like, who the fuck is May Muller? And why is he wearing a Union Jack hat?
Yeah, doing it a week later from the coronation.
Anyway, it's time for a quick break now, but we'll be back right after this to discuss the Peja Keke and Tennessee fight and Beyonce's new tour. Ooh la la.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Pop Off. Next we have
Beyonce. Woo! So she has just she's finally started her Renaissance tour. She finally started her Renaissance global tour.
Is it global?
Yeah, it's predicted to be, I'm pretty sure I read on Twitter, it's predicted to be the highest grossing world tour ever.
She's already broken the record for
most amount of
people in Belgium, was it?
Yeah, most, I think it was highest female like in Belgium to be watched by one. You know what the fuck we mean. We don't need to break it down for you. I was about to say, I don't even mean it like that. I don't know why. I need to get out of the habit of calling people bitches because I don't mean the word bitch. Yeah. I just mean like the word like person.
Well, it's all right. It's better than my boyfriend who calls everyone a cunt.
Oh, I'm so bad at that.
Really?
But I say that in like a...
He's like, oh, silly cunt.
No, I say, if I say cunt, I mean it.
Oh, no, like, he doesn't.
I mean it in like a jokey
way. Do you keep calling your friends cunt?
Like, I would be like... oh, that bitch was a cunt, and someone would be like, "Whoa!" And I'd be like, yeah. "Oh, I like she's nice, but like I was just like joking."
Yeah. Oh right.
Anyway,
I'll be confused too.
Beyonce did her tour, and I just wanted. Oh my God. Basically,
you got so much to say.
I got so much to say. I don't know where to start because obviously Taylor Swift is also doing her tour right now.
Boring.
A lovely lady, beautiful gowns, and everybody was going crazy. I don't know, have you seen the clips of the Taylor Swift tour and the people, how many people are outside the stadium?
No.
Oh my, it's insane.
Really?
Like, actually genuinely insane, the amount of people who are outside the stadiums. It's like thousands of people who couldn't get tickets are outside the stadium to listen to this music.
Oh, that's really clever, to be fair.
It's clever, but everybody is like, oh my God. Like,
she's got an audience on an audience.
Everyone's like, we haven't seen this level of fame since Michael Jackson. Like, this is genuinely crazy. Mm. I have a little slight conspiracy that maybe these people, this like sort of standing outside stadiums wasn't organic. I think maybe there might have been like a plan and then it caught on. Like,
do you think?
I just don't know how.
You never know with social media,
yeah,
though.
And
you honestly don't know.
And with thousands and thousands, like, I don't know. Anyway, I don't want to get cancelled by the Swifties because they are actually terrifying. And I actually don't dislike Taylor Swift. She's just not my, like,
gal.
Yeah. So I don't want to like send hate. Anyway, Beyonce. But what I was going to say is everybody was claiming that that was the tour. I was like, oh, you just wait till the Renaissance tour starts because it is insane.
Yeah. No one beats Beyonce. Like, let's be real. I actually... Like, I used to hate on Beyonce a bit.
Oh, just for attention.
No, it wasn't for attention because, like, I couldn't care. Like, I couldn't give a fuck. It was just because one of my best friends is, like Beyonce crazy, right? And
right.
He just won't shut the fuck up about her. Like, he won't. So it just it made me... Do you know what? With a lot of celebrities, it's the people that support that, like, piss me off the most. Like, it just makes me start hating them. Like, the fucking Nicki Minaj fans, like, can't stand them.
But I think the thing about Beyonce fans that gets people's back up to like you, where it's like, I don't really care about Beyonce.
Yeah.
I don't like her. She's not that good. Like Nicki Minaj fans and Cardi B fans, people then dislike the artist because they're actually annoying and like irritating. I think what it is about Beyonce fans is people claim Beyonce's the best to ever do it. Beyonce says Beyonce's that. And for someone who is not as big of a Beyonce fan and hasn't watched her performances and watched her live and watched how insane and crazy she is. And I think a lot of people like realized how good she was when the Netflix Coachella documentary came out about her. And they were like, oh shit, you saw how much work she put in and how like hard she trained for like a tour and a performance.
Yeah.
I think prior to that, when people didn't know how much went into it, it was like, oh my God, shut up. She's not that good. Like,
what?
Her songs are like great. Like, okay, yeah, but like, she's not the best ever. Like, shut up. You're so annoying with it. And then I think once you actually break it down and like start watching it, it's like, okay, I get why people are saying it.
Do you know
it.
What my spark was? Was my like bading moment was when like literally in my head, when I used to work in an office, one of my colleagues, she started just playing like Sasha Fierce. Why did I know every fucking song?
You know all like
I knew every fucking song, and I was like, how can I like dislike this person when she is just being so present in my life? And like, when I say dislike, I mean that like very like lightly. I don't mean I like had any like dislike in my heart.
It was like, oh, shut up.
Yeah, it was just like more like stop going up. Like, I just didn't see what was so insanely crazy. But seeing some of these Renaissance videos, I am. Have you seen the video where she's like pointing at that person because they've been to every
yes, 35 shows. Yeah,
and I'm just like that. Like, I've literally got goosebumps right now. Like thinking about it, it just it's insane.
She's so good at like my. There's these two girls I know, and they, do you know that like the Coachella Beyonce outfit, it's like a cropped yellow hoodie with like denim shorts.
Yes, yes, yes.
And she's got big hair. Mm-hmm. So, two of my friends went and like, not made custom made, but they got like a yellow cropped hoodie and they got the denim shorts and they bejazzled the hoodie and put the logo on, and they went and they were front row, and like Beyonce saw them and was like, oh, and it was just like, it's like little things like
yeah,
that. Like,
which
you're
just like,
you're human, you can see us. You're not like this like well-oiled slick machine. Like, you're not like, it's like, oh my
god. Yeah.
Because I know people like say this, and it's like, as you said, it's like, oh my god, shut up, stop going on about her, she's not that good. But like, because she's so polished and so perfected, and she has no sort of social media presence.
Nah.
All her social medias are very much like PR run.
Yeah.
It's like things like that that remind you, like, oh my god, she's human.
Yes.
Like, she's actually one of us and is capable of doing all this.
And I think
this.
That's another reason why it's easy for people to kind of hate as well, because she doesn't have
no relatability.
Yeah, you can't really say like, I can make up my own whatever I want, because I've got nothing like there to be like, cool, like, you're like, I actually really like you. Like, I can't like, you're funny. Do you know what I mean? But because she's not really there. And also, did you see people think that she's releasing a hairline?
Yeah. I saw
not me just thinking I'm just gonna be telling you news. And you're like, yeah.
I mean, this video going around on Twitter right now of Destiny's Child doing a Brit Awards like 2001, maybe 2002 interview on the red carpet, and the foot and mouth disease was like just become a thing.
What's that?
Do you not remember foot and mouth disease? It was like a huge epidemic. It was prior to swine flu. And it was like, I think it was like a bunch of like livestock were dying, and like it was transferred through. I don't fucking know.
Humans could get it.
I don't fucking know. I did double award science. I ain't going to know this shit. But they asked Destiny's Child, what do you think about the foot and mouth epidemic? And Beyonce was like, the what? The foot and mouth? Like, it is so funny. And I'm just like, she is actually really funny. I really like her.
Yeah.
She's so good.
I do like her as well. And she's also sampled like a lot of like African, like Malian music and stuff like that. And yeah, I just wish is she going to Africa?
I would assume so. I don't know for certain, but
she's going to Ivory Coast. You going to Abidjan, Beyonce?
But have you seen the outfits for the tour?
No, I've only seen the silver glittery one. I haven't. Is that the only one?
No. So the craziest one is like this custom Loewe look, and it's got like,
oh yeah, the hands. Yeah.
Gloves all over it, but then she's got the gloves that it's so trippy.
Yeah.
She looks so good. And then she's got the Thierry Mugler inspired like B look for America Has a Problem.
Yeah.
And she's like so goofy with it when she
is she having anyone like, else?
Is she having anyone else like supporting her?
Yeah.
No, there's no support act.
Is it an opening act?
No opening act.
Oh, wow. It's just Beyonce.
But she was a bit late to, I think, the second Sweden show. So she had to cut some of the songs.
Oh.
And she cut, like, everybody was so pissed off with the songs she cut. Like, she cut, like, Drunken Love. She cut, like, everyone was like, Beyonce, we got to cut the ballads. Like, cut out the ballads. Like, we don't need them.
The what?
Ballads.
What's that?
Like, slow songs.
Oh, right. Okay, sorry. I'm just...
Also,
not with it.
She's not doing her, no offense, like great songs, but it's like, I don't need to hear If I Were a Boy Again. Like,
oh,
it's
yeah.
Like,
it's very slung, yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to see her twice.
Yeah, you are. That's 6 hours, guys, because it's 3 hours long.
1st and 3rd of June, Tottenham at Hotspur Stadium. Is that what it's fucking called? I don't know. I will be there. Then my birthday's on the 7th. Thank you very much. What a week. I'm so excited.
Yeah, that is exciting. You know how she's been putting like every city like in her bio? What did someone say? Did you see on that Love Huns? And they were like,
when it's because she's doing Sunderland. Is that
Sunderland? That is so funny.
But so we're recording the day before this goes live. She's doing her first UK show tonight, Cardiff. I'm like, wait, she's going to be in the UK for ages, but she's doing 5 London shows.
Wow.
It was originally 3, and then the sellout was so crazy, she released a fourth date and then she released a fifth date because it was just kept selling out.
That's insane.
I know. Imagine like selling out five.
Well, to be fair, I know why I was selling out because my fucking friends were buying like ridiculous amounts because they were like really worried that they wouldn't be able to get any.
Yeah. So it took me four separate tries to get. I tried the Beehive pre-sale, the O2 Priority pre-sale and the Ticketmaster pre-sale.
Why?
And it was sold out each time on the all three. So I was looking to go to Stockholm for the opening night.
Okay.
I was genuinely going to like, buy flights, buy a hotel, go to the opening night, make a whole trip.
It would be worth it though.
40 songs are on the
40 songs is insane.
It's obviously majority the Renaissance album.
Yeah.
But she's got some few classics in there. She's got 7-Eleven. I'm surprised she's put Lift off him with Jay-Z and Kanye, which I was like quite surprised about, but I'm not complaining. I love that song. She's got Formation in there. She's got Diva, Run the World, Savage Remix. Have you seen she goes crazy on Savage Remix? Everyone's like, you can tell because like, obviously all the rest of the songs are her own songs, but she, other than Lift Off, but she features on Savage, like it's not her song.
What
she
song features, is that?
I'm a Savage.
Right, yeah.
And so everyone's like, she must love Megan so much, yeah. Like actually put it in the set list.
That's insane.
Like, I hope that Megan comes out on one of the tour dates.
I know. Do you know what's insane though? Is like how. Like life, obviously Beyonce is always going to be Beyonce, but then all people just constantly like add to being in her presence as well,
yeah.
Which is just insane to me because Meg Thee Stallion, Meg Thee Stallion looked at Beyonce. Meg Thee Stallion is probably a little bit older than us.
Yeah.
She grew up listening to Beyonce just like we did. And like now she's literally performed like, well, we don't know that, but imagine.
I feel like maybe on
it makes sense,
her
though.
Texas date, because they're both from Texas.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're both from Houston. Yeah, I think they're both from Houston.
So another monumental moment of the week was, of course, the Paige Kaeke and Tennessee fight. Tennessee got robbed.
I love how there's so many different types of people because I couldn't even tell you who the main person fighting was. I know it was KSI versus someone.
Swarms.
Right. But I just, like, there's two types of people in the world. The people who are like the Tennessee Thresh and Paige Kaeke fight and the people who are like KSI and Swarms.
Oh, yeah. Some are 14-year-old boys.
One's for the girls and the gays, one's for the guys.
Literally. Well, to be fair, the older guys, I think, were like, on Twitter and stuff, they were like, if I see Tennessee get punched once, I'm getting in the ring myself. Because she's so like ridiculously beautiful. Yeah, she's so stunning.
Everyone's like, Tennessee, look at me, you're too pretty for this.
I know, yeah. She's like, I don't give a fuck.
She was, I was so annoyed. It was an awful night for me. Mae Muller coming second last and Tennessee losing. I went straight home from the pub because I was actually in a bad mood.
Listen, it's so funny because my boyfriend's from New Zealand, like honestly does not give a shit about this stuff. Like Shadeborough and stuff. I tried to make him follow it and he was like, this is so negative, like I just need to unfollow it.
I wish I had that mentality.
I know, me too. I'm like, oh, give it to me. I'm like, beat it,
rotting my brain
literally. But he was so interested and like he couldn't believe Tennessee lost as well.
Because I know shit all about fighting, so but as soon as I started to see people saying I was running with that, I was like, oh
yeah,
I was like, most robbed fight in boxing history. I was like, I don't fucking know, but like if people are saying it, I'm going with it because I wanted Tennessee to win.
Yeah, well the thing is there was a lot of switch up within it because people started out with saying that Tennessee is like is, I don't know, she's a hater and she's this and she's that, and then people, as soon as like she'd done like the press thing, that's when everyone was like, oh shit, like maybe Paige Kaeke's girlfriend did actually like move to her on the show, because that's what it all stemmed, well, quotations stemmed from.
Yeah. Wait, what did she say at the press thing?
She was like, oh, they asked like the girlfriend a question, or they asked Tennessee a question, and Tennessee was basically like, yeah, because her girlfriend tried to move to me like on my podcast, and then the girlfriend said something in the crowd, and then they went over and like spoke to her, and everyone was like, nah, that girl, like, she was like, she's not my type of light skin. And everyone was like, okay. Yikes. I don't want to fight with Paige Kaeke, so I'm just going to keep my mouth shut, but I wish that Tennessee won.
Why can I actually look you imagine you boxing?
If it was for like, my boyfriend was like, if it was for 100K, would you do it? I was like, are you fucking insane? Yes.
I would do it for fucking 100K.
50K.
If I would be pummeled within 0.5 seconds, medical evacuated, disqualified, and I would do it for 100. I'd take a hit to the face a couple of times for 100k. Yeah. Are you joking me?
No, I think I could fuck someone up, like, for real. Also, I think if I tried.
The body transformation you get.
Oh, like, she was, like, Tennessee was looking so fit, but she said that she couldn't eat, like, yeah, so much.
Yeah, I can only imagine, like, the amount that I saw a clip on TikTok of her YouTube video where she said how much, she lost in like the how much kg she lost in the time frame, and I was like, that's insane.
How much was it? A lot.
I can't remember.
Okay,
but yeah, God bless Tennessee. I wish she won. She's just so funny.
Yeah, she is. We need to get her on the show.
We will.
Yeah, but yeah, no, I feel like she should have won. I feel like she was robbed. Everyone know. I feel like it's worse that she, like, Paige Kakey won, and everyone's saying that she got robbed. And Tennessee should have won.
Yeah.
Like, that's way worse because...
But do you get a cash prize for winning, or do you just get a flat fee for fighting? And
I'm not too sure.
I don't know.
She probably gets money. They will get money anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Also, did you see Tommy Fury got into the fight in the
yes.
crowd?
Yes. Oh my God. What was that about? Is he allowed to do that stuff?
I'm just like...
That's just so not Molly May.
Isn't it? I was just like, go home to your child.
Yes.
I get being at the boxing and stuff. And I'm not one to judge because I'm literally the same age as Tommy Fury, and yeah, I go out all the time as well and all that shit. But I'm just like, if I had a very famous profile partner who had just had a baby and has been very open about how much she was struggling.
Yeah, and you weren't there.
I would
now
just hold myself in public with a little bit more class and decorum and a little bit more respect. Because also, if you watch Molly's vlog, she was like, oh, it was Tommy's birthday the other day and he was out till 6 a.m. so he's not woken up yet, and it was like 4 p.m. and I was just like, oh
yeah,
I was like, I get it. They're like, you are a 23 year old man, like
well, this is what happens, like,
I do the same, and I get it, like you shouldn't stop living your life for like the cameras or for something, but like a little bit,
I know,
like, little bit of, like,
you have to though, like, you have to be prepared to adjust your life a little bit, or Molly May just needs to shut up.
Yeah, stop telling the business. But then if you're even getting in fights
in fights is actually
most,
real,
like,
bad
televised sort of like thing of like Gen Z.
Yeah. It's real.
Oh my
bad.
God.
No, that is
you
so
know
bad.
How many influencers are there. You know how many cameras are going to get out and film that.
Yeah, that was real.
Just
bad.
Like, hold yourself back a bit. And it was with like some like random.
He was on Love Island.
Yeah, some random 3-day stint Love Islander.
Yeah.
Like, that makes it even worse than it just being like a member of public.
I know.
It's just like, oh my God, like, he was probably just trying to get to you to get a rise out of like,
yes,
like a little
this
bit
is the
like,
thing. Unless he said something about his daughter though. I just couldn't see another reason to why you'd want to embarrass yourself like that and fight.
I just think, no offense, he's just not maybe the sharpest tool in the shed. And he probably maybe doesn't think through situations in the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a tight one. And then he like had a little shovel and shift with KSI as well in the ring.
Really?
Though. Well, yeah. They were like, yeah, we're going to like, I'm going to smash you up and all of that. Because KSI wants to fight him.
Yeah, that's
probably.
For...
I think like that's a bit better because you're in the ring. So it's like that type of vibe.
Also, I reckon that will probably be setting it up so they can then fight.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. And wait, last thing on this. Did you see, I saw in the audience, Liam Payne was there.
Oh, no.
And he was off his rocker.
What, on coke?
I'm assuming so. Like,
well, that's what everyone was saying about Tommy Fury as well.
I'm not, no, like, if you're out till 6 a.m. in the
morning. I know, like, if you're out till 6 a.m. you're doing drugs.
I don't want to point finger. I don't want to point fingers like, you're doing drugs.
But you are.
I mean, yeah, maybe, potentially. Allegedly, Molly May, do not fucking sue me because you are going to blow me out the park with the amount of money you have. But yeah, Liam Payne was off his rocker. How do you go from being in the same band as Harry Styles, and Harry Styles is there, and you're at a KSI boxing match on coke?
I know.
Like, do you not?
He is very irrelevant, though, isn't he? He's hot, though, I can't lie.
I said that the other day. I got so
really. Where did you say it?
I said he's like one night stand hot. He's so one night stand hot.
Yeah, he is.
Like it's just
it's
like,
cringe after that.
Like,
isn't
you would
it?
You would find him hot drunk, and then you wake up the next morning and you're like, what the fuck? And then you would have it as a funny story and never speak about and never see him again. He's like that type of
hot. Yeah.
But I got shunned. I put it in my group chat being like, why is Liam Payne kind of like one night stand hot? And everyone was like, as if I just said like Boris Johnson was hot. I was like, all right, guys, he was like in like the most famous boy band who were hailed as being good looking. Yeah. Like, we don't need to be that dramatic.
I know. Oh God, Boris Johnson looks like he stinks of milk.
The Thank you so much for joining us on this week's episode of Pop Off. If people want to find you, Isla, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram and YouTube at Isla Loba and TikTok at Isla.
And you can find me on YouTube, Instagram and TikTok at Looking for Lewis. You can also follow the Pop Off account on Instagram and TikTok at Pop Off Podcast.
And can you kind of start tweeting us? Because I actually searched it the other day, hashtag Pop Off Podcast on Twitter, and no one's tweeted anything.
So tweet us as well. We'd love to hear your thoughts on everything we discussed. Do you watch Eurovision? Do you go have tickets to Beyonce? Do you think, do you find Liam Payne hot? Tell us.
Tell us. Hashtag Pop Off Podcast.
Make sure you subscribe and rate the show 5 stars. The production team is Katie Baxter and Temi Adebayo, and we will see you next week for a brand new episode.
See ya.
Bye bye.
Pop Off is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.